Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 24. I did that because you played golf. We talk about it on the podcast.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. I did it myself. hey, if it's your first time listening, my name is Jake.
And I am Bubba.
And we are a podcast of friends that talk to you organically. Ooh, about stuff. locally homegrown comic. Is this organic? Yes, it is. All right, I'm sorry.
Locally homegrown.
I'm a little riled up.
Wild.
Wilding out. Nick Cannon, I watched a marathon before.
Wilding out?
Yeah, I've been wilding out all day, guys.
Nick Cannon is hilarious.
He is hilarious. if you're a first-time listener, again, I just said all that stuff. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, karate moves, blah, 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 email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And you can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast or in our Twitter at @your_late.
Hey, and while you're still there, thank you for still being here. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Like us on Facebook. Tell your friends about us. Don't be dicks.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. You're not dicks. You're listening to us. Thank you for listening to us. That's enough. But, like, you know, if you're in a conversation with somebody and, like, you know, you're in the middle of a presentation, your boss is like, Thompson, where are those those numbers we were looking for on the Smith account? You'd be like, I don't have them. Then he's like, why not? You'd be like, because I was listening to the Year Late Podcast with Bubba and Jake, and everybody in the boardroom would be like, whoa, what? What? And then we have, like, was that 12 people in your boardroom?
Yeah.
60?
12 more listeners.
Yeah, I mean,
and then they tell
12 you.
Friends.
And
then
they tell 12 friends.
And then they tell 12
Wayne's
friends.
World. great
and
movie.
And so on, and so on,
so
and
yeah,
so on.
This is our podcast. It's going to be fun. Thanks for coming along. Strap in. I've always wanted to say that. And now I have, and now I can stop. No, but yeah, I guess you can have fun with episode 24.
You have anything coming up?
Oh, no. Every Wednesday, I'm at the Philly Improv Theater doing improv with 1816, my bugaboos. I love those guys. And yeah, we do it every Wednesday. And I think stand-up wise, kind of scarce right now. I think I got some stuff towards the end of the month, which should be pretty fun. But it's in, like, Maryland, and I'm getting put up in a
in a
place. Which should be cool. But
that's sweet.
Yeah, no, I don't want to brag.
Well, that's kind of what you're supposed to do.
Oh yeah, yeah, but no other shows. How about you?
No, I have nothing. I have nothing till November. So I'll check back later. But, well, you could go see Last Call Casualty at the Tap Room on October 24th with a special guest singer.
Ooh.
Because I will be at a wedding.
Ooh.
And it's the Pumpkin Express.
Wedding.
Yeah.
I said wedding like a...
Wedding.
Like wedding. Real quick, I know we're doing this whole intro thing. Sorry, first time, long time. Just wanted to give a special shout out and congratulations, because this episode, this Saturday, one of my best friends, Alex, is getting married.
Yeah.
To Lindsay, his beautiful fiance, and they've been together longer than I've been together with Shell, and they've always been, like, such a great, happy couple, and I wanted to wish them a happy
congratulations.
Yeah. A happy congratulations.
A hearty congratulations.
So, yeah. Yeah, congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Dowd. Well, they're not married
soon
yet.
Soon to be.
They're, yeah, soon to be.
Next week we can say.
Next week I'll say that again. Yeah. Can I do over?
No. Nope, too late. Can't go back.
Well, this is the episode.
Enjoy. I'm running on 2 hours of sleep.
Are you really? So we should start the episode. What is your problem? Mark.
Yeah.
What if I just started tickling you right now? Would that wake you up?
I'd probably still fall asleep.
Yeah? I would tickle you to sleep?
Yeah.
Have you ever been tickled to sleep before?
No. I feel like that is some sort of problem, though. Like some kind of medical issue.
Or sexual fetish.
Yeah.
I need to be tickled to sleep, please. That would be a fun way to... I was going to say fun way to go, but that's... not go. That was enough. Got anything? Why do I jump to that? Why do I jump to, hey, got anything on the horizon? Or
yeah. I just got back from Nashville today.
Yeah, how was it?
It was a blast. I had a lot of fun, but I am paying for it right now.
Are you?
Like, I'm not hungover. I'm just extraordinarily sleepy.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, I can feel.
You said you had 2 hours. You're running on
night.
2 hours right now,
yeah,
of sleep. What about before? Like the night before?
Probably around four.
Really?
5 hours. And then we played golf yesterday. And so.
Did you play well?
I was happy with how I played this weekend. We played Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys went to the Jack Daniel's distillery, and me and two other guys decided not to go and played golf instead.
Okay.
Yeah. It was such a long drive, and I wasn't feeling up for it.
Yeah,
I heard they said it was, the guys who went said it was awesome though.
Yeah.
Was
it probably, bet it was expensive too to get into the distillery? Or
no. Brian's brother-in-law, his job, has something to do with liquor sales. I can't remember
uh-huh.
what that quote is, but he pulled some strings. I think and put
nice.
It together. Yeah.
Send an email to somebody.
Yeah. But
he works for Zima.
Yeah. What was I gonna say though? Oh my! Oh, so we're playing. We're playing golf yesterday, and somebody asked the guys at the pro shop, like, anything we should know about the course in general, and they're like, no, everything's pretty normal, just a cart path only, whatever, blah blah blah. And
yeah,
we get to the 10th hole, and taking everyone's lined up, take their second shot, and there is a flock of rams. Just there.
Are you serious?
Grazing, yes. Yeah, it was the like most ridiculous
just
thing.
Just your typical obstacle course
yeah,
on the 10th hole.
Yeah. We're all like, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, should we go near them? We're all, like, terrified of them. Then we go back to the clubhouse and see pictures of kids, like, feeding them with their hands and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're all like, ooh, they're going to kill us.
They call it the back nine, because once you see those rams, you turn around and play the nine back. Then the eight.
Yeah.
Then God, that was so bad. I'm a comedian?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. So did you guys, so you didn't find out that the rams were friendly until after?
Until after the fact.
Okay, so you didn't feed them or
no.
ride them? Or
no, I stayed pretty
take
far.
Take a selfie?
No.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen too many of those videos.
Did you see Nick Foles?
You know, that thought did cross my mind, actually, while I was looking at them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I miss Foles.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Especially after today.
Yeah, today was a rough day.
It was.
But that's okay, because tomorrow's another day.
Yeah. I can't wait to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah?
No.
But, like, after this, do you think, after we record this episode, do you think you're just going to go home and sleep?
I'm probably going to fall asleep walking out the door.
Yeah? You want me to carry you back? And go
Megan had
place
to drop
you in your band.
Megan dropped me off here.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, just for anybody who doesn't know, Bubba lives one block away from me. He lives one block.
Literally. Not even. Not
like, yeah, I'm not exaggerating.
It's a 2-minute walk.
It's a really amazing walk.
Yeah.
All friends, your Facebook friends, that would be a cool thing if, like, you had all your friends in the same neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone, yeah, in the same network of streets.
The only thing that would suck is, like, if you try to, like, lie about something. Like, oh, I can't tonight.
And then they walk into your door.
Yeah. You're like, what? Like, it's grandma's birthday. And then, like, you're just there at home.
Walk in on you jerking off.
Watching Magnum P.I. and jerking off.
Ugh. Nashville is a very cool city.
Was it?
Yeah, and everyone's super friendly.
Did you see the Ryman Theater?
No.
No?
We didn't. All we did was drink.
Okay.
I'm kind of bummed. I wanted to go see stuff, but...
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Had the Bachelor already been to Nashville before?
No, I don't think so. But, I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
But, I mean, we're all there just to party.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go out and bar hop and everything, like, that's fine. Pretty cool. That was fine with us, yeah.
So I guess it's a whole weekend trip. So did you do the majority of the partying on Friday night and then?
We went hard every night.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, Thursday night to last night.
Okay, see, because like when I think I talked about this before, I did Alex's bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's actually getting married this Saturday coming up.
Oh, really?
Pretty excited for it. That's cool. Very excited, writing the speech and all that stuff.
I'm dreading that.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Well, so when we did ours, the first night, we went like really hard, and by the time the second day came around, we just took it so easy. Like, we tried to go out to the bar, and like the first night was like swingers, you know what I mean? Like, we were partying, and then the second night was just like Las Vegas. Just a bunch of old guys, like,
just... Well, the first day we got in, we weren't sure what we were going to do. And uh-huh. We ended up going out to the bars anyway. And then, the people, like I said, everybody was nice, but the people at the bars did not like us at all.
Really?
We were getting mean mugged from everyone.
Really?
But we weren't, like, being, like, dicks. We were just dancing and having fun. And I think we were just being too...
They were like, what the hell?
This one lady thought we were gay. Like, yeah. All 14 of us.
14 guys dancing with each other?
Yeah, we're all just...
Yeah, I would. I could put that together.
It was a lot of fun.
What was the drink that you guys drank the most this weekend? They're our sponsor.
Jameson.
Well, yeah?
Me, Jameson.
For you, Jameson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of Bud Light drinking.
Really?
Yeah, not by... Well,
was it free?
No, it was just we just bought the beer. Yeah.
Okay, that's
I was drinking English.
That's what people chose, huh?
Yeah.
I would question my friendships. If
Hashtag what up for whatever.
Yeah, yeah. What did I this weekend? Michelle went to a bachelorette party.
Oh yeah.
It was my little sister's
bachelorette
party,
right.
And they came here. I got kicked out of the house. Nice. For the weekend. And
the whole weekend?
Well, not the week. No, just yesterday, really. But they came here yesterday. They did a winery. And then they, like, went to a place in the city. And then they went to Howl at the Moon. And they had a great time. Have you ever been there before, Howl at the Moon?
I've been by it. I never actually went in. But
yeah, I've never been there or been by it.
Yeah.
But I hear good things.
Yeah, I went to a doctor that was, like, his office was right there.
Yeah.
And I just checked it out.
So they're like basically putting like a live play-by-play on Instagram with a hashtag and everything like that. So I'm going through it and I'm like seeing it happen. And then I wanted to show you, I'm inching real close to you. Oh yeah. This is today or last night. So I got to dinner with my family. It was basically me and my parents and we're just watching everybody live their life. Because I'm lonely like that. I wanted to stay low key.
I wanted to read
and get shit done. So anyway, so this is I'm sorry, I'm looking for it. This is good podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the podcast, ready? It says the podcast. What you know what I'm
the
talking
text.
About. The text. Thank you. It says love you babe 8:40. 8:40 p.m. Love you babe. Love you too. Hope you guys are having fun. Too much. Ha ha ha. And I say good. And then 11:19, I get a text from Michelle. Your sister just threw up all over my shoe. So the night is going really well. Ha 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 ha. She's good now. And the next text. And then one more 40 minutes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. one more text 40 minutes later. I fucking love you from my wife.
That's
and
great.
I write back, LOL. I fucking love you. You're drunk. And then the error has come. It says, fuck that. I love you. But it says, fuck TH at I love ye
Yeah.
And then it says, I'm ha-ing a blast. Amanda went home, though, too drunk. And then, yeah.
Autocorrect was not working.
No, it was not. Her autocorrect was just like, you shouldn't be doing this.
He's like, put the phone down.
But, yeah, it was so funny because I don't, like, we're not drinkers, you know what I mean? So, like, right. I know this is, like, most people are like, yeah, we do this every weekend. But, it's I see why you do it every weekend.
No, I don't do this every weekend anymore.
No?
My body can't handle it.
I think I'm going to start.
You know what I did enjoy? I enjoyed playing golf 2 days in a row, though.
Yeah, how'd you play?
I was pretty happy with how I played.
I mean,
the second round, I was a little inconsistent, but I bought this fancy pullover.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I saw that in the pictures.
Says Hermitage Country Club on it.
Whoa, that's the Ram Club?
Yeah, that is the Ram Club.
Nice.
Yes. And you know what's funny? They have pictures of the Rams up in the pro shop that we didn't even notice when we got there.
Really?
I just don't know how they did.
Were they like teeing off, or was it just like just action candid photos of them like pooping in the woods? We love our Rams.
There's like free grazing. It's just amazing to me. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, I guess you said, I don't know if you said this on the podcast tonight, but it was like weird weather when you were down there.
Yeah. Well, it was just overcast and like on and off rain.
Was there a humidity down there this time of year?
No,
it's like October.
It was cold.
No. Okay.
Well, usually it's hot. Like today, tomorrow's gonna be 80 down there.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
But you guys didn't have that.
No.
Hence
like
the
Friday we played in like just it was like pissing rain like it was
really
yeah but I played better that day in pouring rain than
like you're like the priest in Caddyshack.
Yeah, the good Lord wouldn't see fit to ruin me when I'm having a rain like this. we did a pedal tavern tour too.
Is that like cool. You just ride bike, a tandem
no,
bike?
No, it's just like...
That's what it sounds like.
It's a big bar on wheels, and then each stool around the bar has pedals at it.
No.
The feet, and you just... So you're drinking and pedaling, and then you have a tour guide.
Wait, shut up.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. Yeah, you never see them.
Oh, okay, hold on. So I'm kind of like... I had this weird, like, assembly line thing playing in my head. Like, you guys are just going down a bar.
No.
And, yeah. Now I'm just like, that doesn't make sense.
No.
So, it's kind of like a duck boat, sort of.
Yeah,
nobody died. And you guys
almost
are just pedaling.
A few close calls.
So, all you guys are pedaling.
Not
well,
I shouldn't say all. There were
to
three
move the
seats
tour along.
There were three seats that didn't have pedals, and I made sure I had one of them every time.
Yeah.
Well, I offered to switch and people didn't do it, but
yeah, that's on them. Yeah, when you
exactly.
Offered.
I said, yep.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I've never even heard of that before.
I've seen them around the city, I think.
In this city?
Yeah. I feel like I've seen them around.
So you all get in this thing. It basically just has like a cooler full
of
beer.
It's all BYOB. Like you bring all your stuff.
That's not even a bar. That's just.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
They just trick you in. Hey, I'm gonna give you a tour, but you have to do all the work.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. It was the girl was just like.
Was it cheap?
She took us all around. I don't remember.
Okay. That's all right.
I spent so much money this weekend.
Did you?
I'm just kind of. I'm pretending.
That's a good bachelor party.
Pretending I had never had it.
Yeah. Okay, so now this tour guide is she pedaling?
No, she was singing.
Oh, this is bullshit.
She was singing to us though.
Okay.
She was a country singer.
Hey,
y'all!
I'm a singer from Boston.
She's from Boston.
I'm originally from Boston. Now I talk like this because okay, I'm sorry. That sounds nothing like a Memphis act. What was I thinking? That was offensive.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah?
No, you're pretty good. You're pretty on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Some of them have very thick accents down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially the ones from Boston?
Yeah. We got an Uber driver at one point, and we actually were driving through a neighborhood that didn't look great.
Yeah.
He goes, we go, so how would you describe this neighborhood? He just went, black.
Oh, man.
I know, we were like, what? And then he points at this, like, little fish, this seafood shack on the corner. He goes, he's like, if you want to get some good fish filet, that you go to that place there, but make sure you ask for the black portion, because if you get the white portion, it's going to be a little too small.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
He was hilarious. And then he just talked about how much pot he likes to smoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this guy was crazy.
I get it from the black fellers down there.
Yeah.
Don't get it from the white fellers.
They'll give you the white portion. It's just oregano.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, what was his name? Full name?
Rudolph.
Seriously?
Rudolph or Randolph? It was one of those.
My name is Rudolph.
He had a big white beard too.
Are you just describing Santa Claus? Are you making this all up?
I'm not making up any of this. This actually happened.
So you're saying this magical man with a big white beard picked you up, and he called himself Rudolph.
Yes, that's what the Uber said.
Did he say anything about you guys being naughty or nice the whole time?
No, not at all.
When you guys were driving through the quote unquote black neighborhood, did he throw coal out the window?
No, he did not. He did point out a poster for a black stripper, though.
Really?
Yeah. Her name was like Miracle something or other.
Like Miracle on 34th Street?
Miracle Watts was her name.
Oh.
So everyone look her up.
Miracle Watts.
Yeah.
I say Miracle weird. Do you notice that?
Yeah, you sound like Marigold.
Yeah, I say it. And that's how I say it. I can't say Miracle. That sounds weird to me.
Miracle.
I say miracle.
Miracle.
Like you're saying a miracle. Yeah. I say miracle. Why?
Miracle.
I don't know why. What do you say anything weird like that? Because this is the extent of this is the best podcast we could do right now. Things we could say differently.
Things we could say.
How do you say hat?
No, I'm pretty.
Oh, you're perfect.
I'm pretty perfect with my pronunciation of things.
I'm the worst, like...
pronunciator?
Yeah, I'm the worst pronunciator. I slur, I stutter. Obviously, you guys listen to the podcast, you know.
I'm a mumbler. That's my
biggest. I do that too, big time.
Like, everyone tells me, like, I'll start a sentence loudly, especially on the phone, and then I'll be like, hey, you know.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't have an ear for mumbling.
No.
Like, I can't say, like... You mumble to me, I'd be like, he's talking.
Well,
I can't pick it up.
To me, it's in my head, I can hear everything I'm saying, so I'm assuming that you can hear me too.
Like, okay, I understand what mumbling is. Like, I know the definition of mumbling. It's
right.
Like, oh, you know, when you're not, like, you're mumbling. You're not. let me try to define it without saying the word mumbling for a second. a mumbling is when you talk so softly and kind of almost under your breath. To the point where, not where you're whispering, you still have tone in your voice, but it's hard for people to discern what you're saying.
That was pretty well spoken.
At that. Thank you, everybody.
You did a pretty good job there.
Thank you. Okay, good. So, I know what it is, but I can't detect it when it's happening.
So, do you just have really good hearing?
I am a musician.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I don't know, man. I just listen. Oh, no. You know what it is? When I hear people mumbling, maybe I just say, oh, I have really bad hearing. That's probably what I say. I was in a band. I'm a musician. Sorry.
I blew my eardrums
out.
You just do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't do it to mumblers. I do it to people saying rant, like,
yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
And I get caught on it all the time. Like, there's one person in my life who, every time I talk to them, because I, in any given conversation, I will probably do it at least twice.
Dude, I'm so bad at it.
Yeah. And that wasn't...
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
But like, the other day I was talking to somebody, and I was like, yeah. And they're like, you have no idea what I just said. I'm like, nope.
No, not at all.
No. That happens.
That's my big one. If you ever hear me just go...
Yeah.
And just me too. Not say anything else afterwards.
You know what my big tell is? I shouldn't give it away. It's that's crazy.
Yeah, I do this.
That's crazy, that man. It's and if you were like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he understands me. And I'm like, yeah, that's oh man. That's wild. I say that's wild too. Because I realized I kept saying that's crazy. So now I just say different forms of crazy. I'm like, that's wild. That is insane. That's psychotic. I don't actually say that one, but yeah. I picked up on that a little late.
I'll probably say wow too. Just like not
Say,
huh. Well.
And you know what? I actually just wrote this down. I'm like working on some pitches for a show, and it was going to be like an interview show that I do, like a live interview show, where it's like I have to drink if I say these certain words.
Oh, yeah.
And the show, it was an interview show, and it's called That's Awesome.
Oh,
so
right.
Every time I say that's awesome,
you
cool
drink.
Or nice. Like in a response.
Yeah.
As a response.
Nice.
Yeah. So like if I say, oh, that's awesome, or cool, or that's nice, or just nice.
That's nice. No, when you say
that's nice.
That's nice. That sounds all pretty condescending.
Yeah, very condescending.
That's so nice.
So I was going to try to do this where every time I do that in this half hour show, I'll have to take a shot. And we'll see where it goes.
Can I see this? I want to watch this.
Yeah, of course. Of course, man. Front row.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's miracle. That's one word I don't say often. Do you believe in miracles? Miracles? I'm trying to say it right. Do you believe in them?
Like
actual
in
miracles.
In the biblical sense? Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean by biblical sense? Like, he healed the sick. I don't believe in that.
Yeah, or like...
And I'm sorry for...
No. Or do you mean, like, great coincidences that, like, the perfect circumstances all line up together to make this very highly unlikely thing happen?
Yeah.
Like that kind of miracle?
Yes. Did you just say yes, too?
Yes.
I wasn't sure if that was your... Oh, you mean when... I was like, yes, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah, because I didn't have anything happen to me the other day, miracle-wise. But I was just thinking about it, like, I don't know. I have no train of thought going here. It's just words.
I'm running in a fog right now.
Yeah, like, 2 hours of sleep. I'm surprised... You're not just sleep talking at this point.
I'm pretty close.
You know what I want to do tonight?
I can barely see you.
I want to... Well, you take off the sleep mask.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do want to... I want to go to open mic because I have so much shit I need to work out.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to do that. Michelle was real excited to have a night in with me, so I think we might do that.
Well, that's cool.
And I might pull down Step Brothers.
Good Sunday.
I saw it on Comedy Central last night. Yeah, that's right. I watched it last night, and I want to watch it again.
Yeah, but watching it edited on Comedy Central is not fun.
I was watching it while I was on mute because I was at Helium last night.
Oh, okay.
I was watching – it was after Tom Segura's show, and he was
cool.
So funny. Like,
that's
so
cool.
Funny. Do you ever listen to his podcast?
I never listened to his podcast. I've heard him, but I've never listened to his podcast.
His like, I saw some of his special – I saw the one special – on Netflix. It was like the older one, and I thought it was funny, but then seeing him in person, that's what live comedy is, I guess, seeing people in person, because he just blew me away. He was so funny. His bits were so good last night.
Yeah
And he has a new special coming out, and I think it's all the stuff he did last night. Called Mostly Stories. Why am I promoting him?
I don't know.
It's totally worth checking out because he was
he'll
so
hear
funny.
This and he'll get him on the show.
Yeah.
Make sure you put his name in the description.
You know what? A good friend of mine, Pat House.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm pointing. Nobody's in the room with us. I'm pointing. It's just me and Bubba alone in a room, and I'm pointing like there's somebody standing in the corner.
Just pointing at the peacocks.
They're going, man. I'm going to sand them down.
It's happening.
You know what? Okay, hold on. Anyway, Pat House opened for him.
Yeah.
And he's been opening them for him, like, all over the country. Like, at this big theater in D.C., like, in Boston.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been really awesome for Pat. And, so it was cool to see him come to Philly with him and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that was
cool.
Neat. But real quick, the Peacocks, you guys have seen them if you've liked our page on Facebook.
Yeah.
That was a smooth... Why address it? It was a smooth plug in there.
Well
anyway,
done, yes.
I'll move on. Pat myself on the back. Good job, Jake. I'm like, really, that was pretty smooth.
I mean, he did a... The Facebook. Did, I will say, that was a pretty awesome job.
Yeah, I gotta do that more, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't updated our Twitter in a while.
No.
Maybe I should do that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, so those peacocks, right? The
ones
that
it again?
You can view them on Facebook, on our Facebook page at Your Late Podcast. Anyway... there's these two peacocks on the wall, and everybody's like, oh, they used glitter paint and like there's texture to the paint because
yeah, right.
They're like, you're gonna have to sand it.
Right.
And I hear that word, the front door, they're like, oh, you can't just paint the door, you have to sand it.
Yeah.
Like the front door.
Oh, the front door, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And then like something else, like, oh, you gotta sand it. And like the only experience I have with sanding things is guitars, where you sand it all, you take off all the paint.
Right.
And you take it to the wood.
Right.
And then you paint over it.
Right.
And then you lacquer it. And then you kiss it.
Yes.
So, by definition, sanding to me is like taking it all the way down to the grain. But with this,
No.
You just rub a fucking thing on it.
Yeah, until it's flush.
Well, how the hell? I can't put a level on it.
You just gotta feel it.
Oh, yeah, this is flush. Like, I do that right now. How the hell am I gonna know?
You'll know.
No, I won't. And then I'm gonna paint it, and there's gonna be fucking 3D peacocks coming out of the paint. It'll look like one of those, like, what do you call those things where you, like, look for the sailboat? Like one of those things.
Magic pictures.
Yeah, my wall will look like a magic. It's like, is that a peacock?
It's a schooner.
Yeah.
Is that a peacock? That would probably creep some people out.
Yeah. Just,
like, they wouldn't see all the
feathers. I drop acid in here. No, I do not.
Like they're just staring at the wall, and all of a sudden they see the outline of a peacock.
Yeah. Yeah, that would freak people out, man. That freaks me out. Did the one just blink at me?
Might have.
Wink. Wink and, or blink.
Wink and blinkin'.
Wink and blink.
And nod.
Sounds like a wake and bake.
Wink and blink and nod.
And nod. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a poem. You ever seen Dennis the Menace, the movie?
Is that... No. I have. Like with Walter Matthau?
Yeah. Matthau?
Matthau? How do you say it?
Matthau.
Matthau?
Yeah.
He likes the hard T's.
Yeah, but Mrs. Wilson reads Dennis the poem.
Yeah.
Wink and blink and a nod. Took off in their old shoe or something. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's weird.
I had no idea. Did you see me totally space when you said that?
Yeah, I know. You're like,
I was like, oh, no.
What do I do here?
Oh,
what
do I do?
Wow.
Wow. Nice. That's awesome. Crazy. Insane. Just your grand finale. Well, we'll see you next time.
That was so many shots.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be dead. Alcohol poisoning. I don't know, man. I'm hungry.
Yeah. We went to Barnaby's after we got off the plane because
they had Barnaby's in Nashville?
Well, no, we couldn't go to the house.
Oh.
After we got back because Jim was having an open house for till 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So we get to Barnaby's and all I wanted was bread. So I sat down at the table. As soon as she walked up, I said, can I just have a plate of garlic bread? And she gave it to me. She charged me $2 for four loaves of garlic bread, like the little round ones.
Whore.
It was great. No.
Oh,
it was,
good.
Yeah. I thought
that's
it was,
good.
Yeah, $2.
Oh, $2.
Yeah.
I thought you said $2. That's good.
It was perfect. I had that and a Tito's and lemonade. And
why did
I
say whore? Yeah. Wait, and the last part? You mumbled.
I said... I had that in a Tito's and lemonade, and it was great.
Oh.
It was perfect, I should say. That's all.
I'm sorry. We got...
No, that's...
This is the silliest...
That was hilarious.
That's another one.
Yeah. Don't even laugh. Just say, that's so funny.
Yeah. Dude, that happens all the time. When you're on stage, people do that... They won't laugh at you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's funny.
That is really funny.
Thank you.
It actually hurts me to laugh right now. My throat is so, like, shot.
Yeah. So no tickle to sleep then.
No. Oh, sleep.
Sleep sounds good.
Sleep sounds wonderful.
I was writing this the other day. I was listening to a podcast on stuff about sleep. It talks about how important it is to us and, like, how we need it.
Right.
And how by not having... an hour of sleep, like by cutting an hour of sleep, you're depriving yourself. You're basically like setting yourself back 2 years in functionality.
2 years?
Yeah.
For losing 1 hour.
This was a study with kids that were in school. So, like, a fifth grader would be acting like a third grader.
Okay, okay.
So you can't be, like, an 80-year-old man listening to this podcast. He's like, I want to be young again. And then hear this and be like, I know what I'll do. I'll not sleep.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. But excuse me. Yeah. So, like, it's very, everybody's like, oh, 7-8 hours. You need 7-8 hours. I can't do seven, man.
No.
Yeah.
I usually get a solid 7 or 8 hours in.
I usually get a solid seven, but yeah. That's not, like, when I get eight, I'm, like, I'm a whole different person.
I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to do, like, 12.
12, yeah.
Well,
12's a magic number.
Probably 10.
What time do you take the train?
I take the 6:30.
Oh, fuck. That's cool.
I like getting there early and... I like. I don't know if I believe you.
No, that's awesome.
I like getting to work early and sitting down and not having to rush instead of doing it at home.
See, that would, like, as a boss, I'm not a boss. Let me just clarify. That would, as a boss, that would drive me nuts.
Why is that?
Because I'd be like, you're here. Why are you here if you're not going to start working?
Well, we have, my boss actually, I get there before my boss even gets there.
Yeah.
But
so you make him feel weird. Yeah. Or her. Well, that was sexist of me to think it was just,
Well, the way it works for us, like, we only work, we have to work within, like, our agreed upon time.
Yeah.
Or else they have to pay us overtime.
Yeah.
So that's with the whole union thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, I mean that sincerely.
It's cool.
No, I, like, okay. You have me worried now because, you know, oh, my God.
Sorry.
No, it's a fine. I thought I heard the Pope.
Took a lot of Imodium this weekend.
Gross. that just threw me. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, so work. I will say I've been enjoying my new job a lot. It's been so fun. And I feel productive, man. I came home. I fixed my closet doors. Did I tell you that already?
Well, you said last week that you were going to.
And I did.
Yeah, buddy.
I said it and I did it.
And you forget it. Said it and forget it.
Is that from Dennis the Menace?
Wasn't that infomercial? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine.
I'm delirious.
No, it's quite all right. It's quite all right if you are.
Okay.
Totally a mess right now.
All right, perfect.
I'm, like, shaming you.
I know.
It's like...
It's all right. I'm okay. You can say whatever you want to me, and I won't care.
But then you're going to listen back.
And I'll be happy about
it. I've been... I will say this. Getting serious, kind of. This whole job thing has definitely... increased my morale exponentially. And
well, sure, yeah, if you're doing something that you like, it makes everything so much easier.
I've put together desks,
yeah,
and like when somebody hands you a cordless drill and says take this desk apart, move it 3 floors and 2 buildings over and then put it back together, the first thought I was like, oh my god, no. Like, this is gonna be so bad, I can't do anything. And then I, like, took my time, because they told me to take your time with it.
Yeah, right.
And I did, and I got it all over there, and I put it all together by myself. And now I don't, like, I know that doesn't sound like a big accomplishment, but if you had any idea of how incompetent I am as a handy person, you'd realize how great that was. Very rewarding.
Well, doing stuff like that makes, it makes you feel like you did something anyway.
Yeah.
Even like stupid as small as it is, but.
But yeah, so overall, I've had a very big positive attitude shift. Still, I think it's working on a subconscious level with like, am I enough? Like, am I funny enough? Am I good enough? Like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not there yet, but it's getting there.
Yeah, it'll get like there.
And I've been listening to a lot of stuff about that. Like, a lot of weird stuff, but, like, okay, so a couple of days ago, I started to, like, go down that hole
Yeah.
You know, the one I've talked about on here several times. you right. know, it happens every 8 episodes where I'll just, like, lose my mind. Or, sorry, 2. Every 2 episodes, I'll just, like, lose my mind. But I started to go down the hole, and I was just like, you know, I'm going to, like, this is not going to be good. Like, this is, and it was a little bad. I was a little tired and stuff. But it wasn't, like, a big chunk of it was gone. Like, the part where I was like, well, the whole...
Like a lot of the weight.
The whole "I should end it" part of the thinking was non-existent, which is great.
Good.
So I think that's a step in the right direction.
I'd say so. Yeah.
It's funny how much self-worth you can put on yourself, or take away from yourself when you don't have a job
yeah.
or do. You know what I mean? I just, it's either true or false when it is or isn't. You know.
You know, I don't know if we talked about it before or if I heard it somewhere else. Like, they said something about, like, the best way to make yourself, like, to make yourself feel worthwhile is to put, like, to just put yourself in service to someone else.
Yeah.
Something like that. It was something along those lines.
Were we talking about this?
I feel like we were.
Was it the Louis C.K. thing?
That might have been it.
Yeah?
That might have been it. Was I way off?
No, it was saying, like, he was referring to being a parent.
Yeah.
And saying, like, how he, at that point, he put comedy on this, like, he didn't care as much about comedy and...
was worried about his kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so with this, yeah, I felt much better with this situation.
It's good.
This is definitely oversharing. I shouldn't even, like, get into this kind of crap, but...
Yeah.
Like, a lot of times I struggle, I'm like, okay, I'm not funny, and I'll, like, beat myself down. But it was, like, just, like, shut up, you idiot, and work through it, because that was it. Oh,
it gets easier to tell yourself that when you feel motivated. Like,
yeah, it really makes a difference, because, like, there was something I was listening to that was talking about perfectionism.
Yeah.
And this is something you've kind of been like, Jake, you're a perfectionist. And I, like, after hearing this thing, I'm like,
thinking.
Oh yeah, that's definitely what it is.
Yeah.
Because the way they explained it is they said, like, a perfectionist doesn't mean, like, you're always going to get it perfect.
Right.
Which is what I, like, kind of always, like, assumed.
Thought it was, yeah.
I'm like, no, trust me, my shit's not that good.
Yeah.
But it's, like, for people like me, and I'm just saying it basically so I learn it. I'm
right,
just saying
right.
it as I learn it. But it's, they were saying, you know, like, perfectionism is, like, you have to do it the best or, like, people won't like you.
Yeah. And the problem is you never think that you can ever, like, every time you do so, you can do something as great as you possibly could and you would still not think it's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I didn't realize that was a, like... Yes, that's
what I tried to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, when I heard that, I'm like, huh, fuck. I want to be in the other category. The category that's, like, the striving for excellence one, where they focus on, like, small wins.
Right.
And they're, like, more focused.
Right.
And that's what I want to kind of tackle.
Yeah, it's just, it's, the whole thing is just being okay with it if it's not good enough. Like, accepting the fact that maybe it's not good or not perfect.
Yeah.
And just being okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's, like, the way to get past that.
It's I'll tell you what, it's the psychology of all this stuff is insane. And the fact that humans can, like, process on this level. Like, it's fun to just take a step back and be like, huh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we could all just be licking our balls.
Yeah.
And laying on a couch.
Dude, I think about that all the time. Not licking my balls, but, like...
Yeah, sure.
I mean, what would it be like?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, just all the stuff that goes in our head, you know? And, like, one thing I was, like... Another thing I was listening or reading about was Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Right.
And saying, like, how we've already, like, satisfied, like, all of them with the exception, is that the right word? Anyway.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know, just being... Like, we took away, like, the validity of our being here because we like gave ourselves food, gave ourselves shelter and an income.
Right.
So instead of being happy with that, we're like, we, you know, flip the script and we're kind of like upset and we have psychological issues.
Yeah, we put all this weight in ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we need to be providing. We need to be.
Well, that's what, and, well, that's what everybody tells you. You need. It's not necessarily you need to. It's that everyone is telling you that you need to.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you're fucked.
Yeah. And I think if that's the case, I mean, I talking out of my ass here, then I think I kind of agree with it because, like, this situation where I'm home all the time without a job and, like, you know, we're able to pay our bills and I was just, like, losing my mind. But right. Now that I've just been given the task of, like, just doing something.
Yeah.
Whether it's building a desk or, you know, doing something silly, like, it makes a world of difference on my whole, like, internal and mental state.
Yeah, because it, like, makes you feel like you're being productive.
Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool. That Maslow guy was onto something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm reaching. I am absolutely reaching.
Well, okay. You're done.
What?
All right. Maybe you'll be on time next time.
Pink.